Welcome to this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week on WNCW and presented by Ingles Markets. With locations across the Southeast, they offer fresh local produce, USDA choice beef, a pharmacy, and curbside pickup. You'll like today's show in particular if you are a North Carolina basketball fan. We're going to talk about a book called Tar Heel Bread, How Basketball Made a Man Out of Me. I think many of you will find it's even more than just about basketball, but certainly has parallels. Our guest is the author, Scott Wisnett. Welcome.
Thank you, Paul. I'm glad to be here.
Scott, thanks to WNCW friend Pat Job, who of course is a part of Radio Free Bubba every week. He had told me about you, told me about the book, and also we want to go ahead and mention that you're going to be here locally, a speaking engagement coming up in Rutherford County on Thursday, November 6th.
Correct. I'll be at the Rutherfordton Clubhouse starting at 5:30, gathering of Carolina people, but it's open to the public. There's a cover to get in, but I'll be giving a talk and I'll be signing books there.
It's no surprise, especially here in North Carolina, there's a lot of longtime UNC basketball diehard fans. If you grew up in true old school ACC territory, it's probably even more in your blood. And that certainly relates to you, doesn't it, Scott?
Grew up about 15 minutes from the Greensboro Coliseum in the 60s and 70s, and it was kind of like growing up, going to church. You defaulted into Carolina basketball or ACC basketball. One of the main themes in my book is that ACC was so much different then than it is now. It's still a big deal. I don't want to pretend that it's not, but back then it was our whole culture. Everything we did revolved around ACC basketball. There were no Carolina Panthers, there were no Charlotte Hornets or Carolina Hurricanes. There were no cable networks piping in college games from all over the country every night of the week. You got a game on Wednesday night, and you got a game on Saturday afternoon, and you watched it, and then you debated it, and you lived it the rest of the week in a way that's probably not true anymore. When we were growing up, we would sync the radio broadcast of Woody Durham to the TV broadcast, and they would sync at the same time. Now there's a delay, but Woody would say, go where you go and do what you do. And that was a call to the masses. Rub those rosary beads or go to your special place. And it was such a cultural moment when you could listen to Woody do that. You know, my earliest memories of Carolina basketball date back to 1968. And when I was 6 years old, I'm lying in bed and I'm crying. Because Carolina had just lost a game to South Carolina at home. And I was questioning if God could be real. How could a kind and loving God allow those thugs from South Carolina to beat the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill? And so what my book covers is how we grew up of natural growing up. Tar Heel basketball is our guide for religion, theology, race relations. You know, I didn't know Charlie Scott was black. I just thought he wore light blue and was a member of the Tar Heel. That's all I needed to know. Puberty, then college, some awakening as an adult, marriage, parenthood, and finally death of parents.
Scott, I think you were preparing for this book a long time ago because one of the things you did in your career is that you spent a number of years as both a sports writer and a news reporter.
Yes, I worked in journalism for 16 years, and the first four or five of those were as a sports writer, mostly for the Wilmington Morning Star. I grew up thinking I would write for Sports Illustrated. I learned early on that even though I was tall, I was wickedly thin. And so pro basketball or pro sports was not going to be for me, but I could talk about them. I could write about them. And a lot of people ask me, how do you remember all those games? You know, I'm like, how do you forget them? I watched them on TV. They're part of me. And I think a lot of readers may identify with some of that. Having your passion become your job, sometimes it diminishes your passion. And so when I was covering games as a sports writer, I was finding myself becoming cynical and wishing games would get over in time for me to meet deadline. And that's not the way to enjoy your passion, which for me, of course, was college basketball in North Carolina.
Was it at your daughter at one time that told you a book about Tar Heel basketball and your life was a wonderful idea?
Our daughter, we just have the one child. I mentioned to her one time, and she's probably a teenager, that, you know, you could tell my life through Carolina basketball games. And she looked at me deadly serious and said, you should do that. And so I put that mark aside until I retired from my career and then said, you know what, I think I can do that. Certainly with her, her evolution as a Carolina fan, she later followed me at UNC as a student, was a big part of the book. I mean, we talk in depth about taking her to her first game in the Dean Dome, practiced our tradition of moving down to a seat that clearly wasn't ours in a section we never could afford. You can almost always move down, except for the Duke game. You can almost always move down.
It's the Friday feature interview of the week. Our guest is the author of the book Tar Heel Bread, Scott Wisnett. UNC basketball, so many star players have played for the programs. Could it have been a Michael Jordan, a Eric Montross, or was it some of the great coaching legends, Dean Smith or Roy Williams, that also helped influence this book for you?
Certainly looking back at the career of Dean Smith, one of the points I make, you know, it's famous that he more or less integrated Chapel Hill. But the point I make is that he brought a black theology student to a segregated restaurant. He did it in 1959 when he was still an assistant coach at North Carolina. And the point I make is that he didn't have any power then as assistant coach. I mean, sure, he was somebody, but he wasn't the head coach. And North Carolina basketball wasn't anything like what it would be. And so to do that when you have so much to risk is a lot more impressive, you know, than doing it once you become Dean Smith. As I said in the book, by 1980, he could have brought a goat to a restaurant and they'd have served it. So a lot of it is about morality of people like Dean Smith, who famously said, you should never brag or never feel good about doing the right thing. Doing the right thing should be good enough. I think a lot of his players reflected that. Certainly one of the evolutions in the book is you go from seeing the players as icons and heroes and mythological figures to later in college, they're your co-students. They're in the, you know, in classes with you. Finally, there's a showdown with my father. And one of the themes of the book, my father's a great man, had a lot of great compassion and skills that he shared with his friends. But as a Carolina basketball fan, he was over the top. People who read my book have said, my dad was that way or my mom was that way. And we had a showdown when I was 24 about they're just guys in short pants, for goodness sakes. We got to keep this in perspective. I've always been proud of the program, the type of player they've had and the character they've had. I was embarrassed, like all Carolina grads, by the African-American studies scandal in the 2010s. But I feel like we've recovered from that. It does help that you believe in Dean Smith as a person and for what he stands for, as well as just winning games as a basketball coach. And I think that's reflected in the program, you know, the 60 or so years since.
Do you think a Duke or NC State basketball fan could take a copy of your book and get past just seeing UNC and Tar Heels and get something from it?
For a Duke fan, this is going to be an uphill slog. But I will say this, if you want to understand the psyche of a Carolina fan for the last 60 years, you'll know these games too. And you'll have your own memories of where you were at that time. Yes, it's unabashedly Carolina-centric. I feel like that when it's merited, I've respected those rival programs. I certainly respected NC State during the David Thompson years. I held him at a certain level of awe and reflect the frustration that we had when we could not beat State 9 times in a row. I think Duke fans would learn a lot about their Carolina friends and maybe laugh a fine line between agony and unexplainable joy watching a Duke game.
He's the author, Scott Wisnett, of Tar Heel Bread, How Basketball Made a Man Out of Me, and he'll be speaking at the Rutherfordton Clubhouse Thursday, November the 6th. Thank you for also being our guest this morning on the Friday feature.
Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate it.
The Friday feature on WNCW is presented by Ingles Markets. Have yourself a safe and great weekend. I'm Paul Foster.